الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم The month of my prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم Eminence of the devoted reciter of Salatu Salam Once Sayyiduna Shaykh Abu Bakr Shibli Ali Rahmatullah Al-Wali came to visit Sayyiduna Abu Bakr bin Mujahid Ali Rahmatullah Al-Wahid a prominent scholar of Baghdad Sayyiduna Abu Bakr bin Mujahid Ali Rahmatullah Al-Wahid stood up instantly, embraced him, kissed his forehead and made him sit by his side, paying utmost respect. The attendees asked Sayyiduna Abu Bakr bin Mujahid Ali Rahmatullah Al-Wahid humbly, Until now, you and the people of Baghdad had been calling him a spiritually absorbed person. And today, why are you paying him so much respect? Sayyiduna Abu Bakr bin Mujahid Ali Rahmatullah Al-Wahid replied, I haven't paid him respect without any basis. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, last night I dreamt a faith-reviving scene that Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Shibli Ali Rahmatullah Al-Wali came in the blessed court of the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah, Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam stood up and embraced him. And after kissing his forehead, made Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Shibli Alayhi Rahmatullah Al-Wali sit by his blessed side. I humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam, what is the reason of displaying so much affection towards Shibli? The beloved and blessed Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam said, Revealing the ghaib, i.e. the hidden. After every salah, he recites this verse. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ And then recite salat upon me. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد. The month of my prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. The noble prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم stated in regard to the holy month of Shaban. شعبان شهري ورمضان شهر الله. Shaban is my month and Ramadan is the month of Allah عز وجل. Blessings of the five letters of Shaban. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. What a great honor the month of Shabanul Mu'azzam bears. Above all this is more than enough to demonstrate its excellence that our beloved and blessed Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam declared it as my month. There are five Arabic letters in the word Sha'ban. Sheen, Ain, Ba, Alif and Noon. His Saintly Highness, Sayyiduna Ghawthi Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has explained these five alphabets of Sha'ban. Ash-Sheen stands for Sharaf, Nobility. Ain for Ulu, Ascension. Ba for Bir, Kindness and Benevolence. Alif for Ulfat, Affection. And Noon for Noor, Light. So these are the virtues with which Allah Azza wa Jalla bestows His servants in this blessed month. In this month, doors of good deeds are opened, blessings are showered, wrongdoings are forgiven, expiation is paid for sins, and salah is invoked extensively upon the beloved and blessed Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. And this is the special month of sending salah upon the noblest Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. Fervour of the Prophet's companions radiallahu anhu. Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, Upon the very sighting of the moon of Shaban, the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum would focus their attention towards recitation of the Holy Qur'an, paying the zakah of their wealth so that the weak and the poor could also make arrangements for the fasting of the month of Ramadan. The governors would summon the prisoners to carry out the sentence on the convicted and would set those free whom they considered justified. Traders would pay back their debts and collect their dues. In this way, they would make themselves relieved from liabilities before the appearance of the moon of Ramadan. And upon the very sighting of the moon of Ramadan, they, i.e. some of them, would observe itikaf, having performed ghusl, the ritual bath. Conduct of the Muslims nowadays. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, how enthusiastic and zealous those Muslims of earlier times were in worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla. But sadly, the present day Muslims are interested mostly in hoarding wealth. The earlier Muslims who had a Madni mindset would spend their time worshipping extensively on holy occasions so as to seek the closeness of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Nowadays, Muslims spend these blessed days, especially the month of Ramadan, in scheming new ways for coining the loathsome wealth of this world. Allah Azza wa Jalla, the most compassionate, increases the reward of good deeds excessively in these months. But unfortunately, the people loving the materialistic wealth of the world increase the prices of their goods, particularly in the blessed month of Ramadan, resulting in hardships of poor Muslims. Regretfully, it seems as if the spirit of Islamic brotherhood is declining. اے خاصائے خاصانِ رسول وقتِ دعا ہے امت پہ تیری آ کے عجب وقت پرا ہے جو دین بری شان سے نکلا تھا وطن سے پردیس میں وہ آج غریب الغربا ہے فریاد ہے اے کشتی امت کے نگہبان بے رائے تباہی کے قریب آن لگا ہے صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد. Ideal month for observing nafil, i.e. voluntary fast. Dear Islamic brothers, the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, would love observing fast abundantly in the month of Shaban. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abi Qais radiallahu ta'ala anhu has reported that he heard Ummul Mu'mineen, i.e. the mother of the believers, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha saying, Shabanul Mu'azzam was the favorite month of my beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, as he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to fast in this month and then extend it up to Ramadan ul Mubarak. People are neglectful of it. Sayyiduna Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that I asked Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I see that you observe fast more extensively in the months of Shaban than any other month. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, it is a month between Rajab and Ramadan. People are neglectful of it. In this month, the deeds of people are ascended towards Allah Azza wa Jalla. And I love that my deeds be ascended in a state when I am observing fast. Names of those who will pass away. Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha said that the greatest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to observe fast on all the days of Shaban. She radiallahu ta'ala anha further said that I asked Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, is Shaban your favorite month for observing fast? The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, Allah Azza wa Jalla inscribes the name of every person destined to die in that year. And I love that at the time of my passing away, I am in the state of fasting. The Holy Prophet used to fast in Shaban abundantly. It is mentioned in the book Sahih Bukhari, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha said that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would not fast so abundantly in any other month as he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would in Shaban. Rather, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to fast the whole month and would say, act according to your capability, as Allah Azza wa Jalla does not cease His blessings until you become exhausted. Explanation of the hadith. The explainer of the book, Sahih Bukhari,
Allama Mufti Muhammad Shariful Haq Amjadi Ali Rahmatullahi Al-Qawi has elaborated on this hadith as follows. It means that he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam used to observe fast in most of the days of Shaban, and it was referred to as the whole, i.e. the fast of the whole month. It is usually said, such and such a person worshipped the whole night, although he would have spent time in eating and answering his needs. In such cases, mostly it is referred to as the whole. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, further stated, from this hadith we learn that one bearing the capability to do so should observe fasts extensively. However, the one who is weak should not fast, as it may adversely affect his capability to fast in the month of Ramadan. The same point has been asserted in those ahadith in which it was stated, do not fast after the first half of Shaban. Promotion of fast by Dawat-e-Islami. It is stated on page 823 of Fizan-e-Sunnat, comprising of 1 or 2 pages, published by Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawat-e-Islami, Hujjatul Islam Sayyiduna Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali alayhi rahmatullahi al-wali has stated, in the above mentioned blessed hadith, fasting for the entire month of Shaban means to fast for most of the days of Shaban, i.e. to observe fast in more than half of the days of Shaban. If someone intends to fast for the whole month of Shaban al-Mu'azzam, then there is no prohibition. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, several Islamic brothers and sisters of Dawat-e-Islami, the global non-political movement of propagation of the Quran and Sunnah, observe fast profusely in the holy months of Rajab al-Murajjab and Shaban al-Mu'azzam. By continuously fasting, they embrace the blessings of the holy months of Ramadan al-Mubarak. Observing fast in most of the days of Shaban is a sunnah. The mother of the believers, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, has reported, I never saw the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam observing fast so extensively in any month as in the month of Shaban. Leaving a few days, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam used to fast the entire month. تیری سنتوں پہ چل کر میری روح جب نکل کر چلے تم گلے لگانا مدنی مدینے والے. O the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, embrace my soul when it departs having acted upon your sunnah. صلو علی الحبیب sallallahu ta'ala علی محمد. Holy night. The mother of the believers, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, stated, I heard the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, saying, Allah Azza wa Jalla opens the doors of mercy in 4 nights, especially. Number 1, night of Eid al-Adha. Number 2, night of Eid al-Fitr. Number 3, 15th night of Shaban, as in this night the names of those destined to die that year, sustenance of people and the names of those who shall perform Hajj that year are inscribed. Number 4, night of Arafah, the night between the 8th and the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah until the Azan of Fajr. Critical decisions. Dear Islamic brothers, how critical the 15th night of Shaban al-Mu'azzam is. No one knows what will be predestined for him. Sometimes a person is heedlessly busy with his activities while mishaps are destined for him. It is stated in Ghuniyatul Talibin, the shrouds of many people are washed and prepared, but they are busy wandering around in the markets. There are many people whose graves have been dug and ready, but they are busy enjoying themselves. A number of people are busy laughing, although the final moment of their death is approaching. The construction of many houses is about to complete, but at the same time the lifetime of their owners is also about to complete. Agah apni maut se koi bashar nahi, saman so baras ka hai, pal ki khabar nahi. People have things of 100 years, although they are not sure of a single moment, because no man is aware of the time of his death. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
blessings for the sinners, but Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha has reported that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that Jibreel alayhi salam came to me and said, "This is the 15th night of Sha'ban. Allah Azza wa Jalla frees as many people from hell as the number of the hairs on the goats of the tribe of Qalb. But He Azza wa Jalla does not cast merciful sight at the unbeliever, the malicious person, the one who cuts off family ties, and the one who dangles his clothes, a person who disobeys his parents, and a person who is habitual of drinking wine." The above mentioned quotation, "the one who dangles his clothes," in this hadith is meant for those who let down their trousers, shalwar, tehband, or long kurta, etc., etc., below their ankles out of arrogance. A similar hadith reported by the great leader of billions of Muslims from Hanbali school of thought, Sayyiduna Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, from Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, also includes the murderer. Sayyiduna Kasir bin Murra radiallahu ta'ala anhu has reported that the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, said that on the 15th of Sha'ban, Allah Azza wa Jalla forgives everyone on earth except the one who associates partners with him or the one who has malice in his heart. The supplication of Sayyiduna Dawood alayhi salam. Sayyiduna Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem would often come outside on the 15th night of Sha'ban. So once he radiallahu ta'ala who came out and said, whilst looking towards the sky, "Once on the 15th of Sha'ban, the great Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Sayyiduna Dawood ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, raised his gaze towards the sky and said, 'This is the time when whoever supplicated to Allah Azza wa Jalla for anything, Allah Azza wa Jalla fulfilled his supplication, i.e. his dua. And whoever asked for forgiveness, Allah Azza wa Jalla forgave him, provided that the supplicant is not a taxman, a person who unjustly demands tax money, a magician, a soothsayer, or a player of music.' Then he, alayhi salam, invoked this supplication: 'Allahumma Rabba Dawood aghfir liman da'aka fi hadhihi al-laylati aw istaghfaraka fiha.' Meaning, 'O Allah Azza wa Jalla, O the Rabb of Dawood, whoever supplicates to you in this night or seeks your forgiveness, forgive him. Har khata tu dar guzar kar be kaso majboor ki, Ya ilahi maghfirat kar be kaso majboor ki. Pardon every mistake of helpless and compelled people. O Allah, forgive the helpless and compelled people. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad." The deprived people. Dear Islamic brothers, Shab-e-Bara'at is a vital night and it must not be spent carelessly. A downpour of special blessings is showered abundantly in this holy night. In this auspicious night, Allah Azza wa Jalla frees people from hell in a number more than the hairs on the goats of the tribe of Bani Kalb. It is recorded in books that the tribe of Bani Kalb possessed the largest number of goats among the tribes of Arabia. Alas, there are some unfortunate people who have been declared to remain deprived of forgiveness in Shab-e-Bara'at, i.e. the night of deliverance. Sayyiduna Imam Behki Shafi'i Ali Rahmatullahi Al-Qawi has reported in Fazail Al-Awqat, the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has warned, 6 kinds of people will not be pardoned even in that night. Number 1, an alcoholic. Number 2, the one who is disobedient to parents. Number 3, one habitual of fornication. Number 4, the one who cuts off family ties. Number 5, the one who sketches portraits. Number 6, the one who carries tales. Similarly, a soothsayer,
a magician, the one who dangles his trousers, shalwar or turban, below the ankles out of arrogance, and the one who bears hatred and malice for another Muslim, have also been warned for being deprived of forgiveness. Ma'ad Allah Azza wa Jalla, if someone has indulged in any of the above mentioned sins, he should repent from the core of his heart, especially of that particular sin, and for all the sins in general as well, before the arrival of Shab-e Bara'at. Rather, he should firmly repent right now without any delay. If someone has violated the rights of others, then in addition to repentance, he should apologize and compensate them. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
A letter of Imam Ahl Sunnah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi for all Muslims. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnah Mujaddid, i.e. the revivalist of the Ummah, Allama Mawlana Al-Hajj Al-Hafiz Al-Qadi, Asha Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatul rahman, wrote a letter to one of his disciples emphasizing repentance before the onset of Shab-e Bara'at. It is being presented here due to its importance. Hence it is mentioned on page 356 to 357, volume 1 of Kuliyate Makatibe Raza. Shab-e Bara'at is about to come. On this night, the deeds of all servants are presented in the exalted court of Allah Azza wa Jalla for the sake of the noblest Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jalla forgives the sins of the Muslims except that of a few. Among these are those two Muslims who bear mutual hostility for some worldly reasons. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, leave them as they are until they mend their relations. Therefore, the Ahl Sunnah should end discords and mend relations before sunset of the 14th of Shaban. Fulfill the rights of others, or else have it waved off so that the book of deeds is presented in his court, devoid of violating the rights of others. Regarding the rights of Allah Azza wa Jalla, mere sincere repentance is sufficient. It is mentioned in a hadith, At-ta'ibu min al-dhanbi kaman la dhanbala. Whoever repents of his sins is as if he has not committed the sin at all. If one abides as advised, by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla, there is a strong hope of forgiveness in this night, provided his beliefs are perfect. وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. He forgives sins and grants mercy. This practice of bringing brothers in Islam close to settle discords and fulfill the rights of each other is in effect here since a long time. Hopefully you will introduce this good practice amongst the Muslims of your areas to become deserving of the reward mentioned in the following narration. مَنْ سَنَّ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ سُنَّةً حَسَنَةً فَلَهُ أَجْرُهَا وَأَجْرُ مَنْ عَمِلَ بِهَا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا يَنْقُصُ مِنْ أُجُورِهِمْ شَيْءٌ. Meaning, he who introduces a virtuous act in Islam, there is reward of it for him, and also the reward of all those acting upon it will be written continually in his account of deeds until the day of judgment, without any decrease in the rewards of those acting upon it. Pray for this fakir, humble bondman of Allah Azza wa Jalla, to be blessed with forgiveness and peace in the world and in the hereafter. I remember you in my du'as, i.e. supplications, and will keep doing so, insha Allah Azza wa Jalla. It should be made clear to all the Muslims that harmony and pardon all should be made from core of the heart. Neither mere utterances from the tongue is sufficient, and nor lip service is liked in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Wassalam. Faqir Ahmad Raza Qadri Afi Anhu from Bareilly. Fast on the 15th of Shaban.
Sayyiduna Ali Karamullahu Ta'ala Wajhul Kareem has reported that the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam said, when the 15th night of Shaban comes, do Qiyam, i.e. stand for worship in the night and observe fast during the day. No doubt Allah Azza wa Jalla reveals a special divine manifestation on the sky above the earth from the time of sunset and announces, is there anyone seeking forgiveness so that I may forgive him? Is there anyone seeking sustenance so that I may grant him sustenance? Is there anyone afflicted so that I may relieve his affliction? Is there so and so? He Azza wa Jalla keeps announcing this until the time of Fajr. A rewarding opportunity. The books of deeds are exchanged on Shab-e-Bara'at. If possible, observe fast on the 14th of Shaban to get a fast recorded upon the closing day of the Book of Deeds. On the 14th of Shaban, after offering the congregational Salah of Asr, it is better to observe Nafal Itiqaf and stay in the Masjid with the intention of waiting for Salatul Maghrib. In this way, the last moments when the Book of Deeds is about to change, the virtues of being present in the Masjid, being in Itikaf and waiting eagerly to offer Salatul Maghrib etc. will be inscribed in it. It is preferable to spend the entire night worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla. The green slip of paper. Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyiduna Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was once busy with worship in the 15th night of Shaban. When he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu raised his head, he found a green slip of paper whose refulgence was extending up to the sky. It was bearing the words, هذه براءة من النار من الملك العزيز لعبده عمر بن عبد العزيز. Meaning, this is an order of forgiveness from hellfire sent from Allah Azza wa Jalla, the King, for his servant Umar bin Abdul Aziz. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. Dear Islamic brothers, at one end, this incident reveals the greatness and saintliness of Sayyiduna Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and on the other end, it discloses the excellence and blessedness of Shab-e-Bara'at. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla. This blessed night brings Bara'at, i.e. freedom, from the blazing fire of hell. That is why it is called Shab-e-Bara'at. 6. Nawafil after Salatul Maghrib. To offer specific 6 raka'at, i.e. 6 units of nafil, after the farz and sunan of Salatul Maghrib is one of the traditions of the pious saints rahimahumullah ta'ala of Islam. After offering the farz and sunnah etc., offer 6 raka'at of nafil in sets of 2. Before offering the first 2 raka'at, make the intention, Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, by the virtue of these 2 raka'at, grant me a long life with well-being. Similarly, before offering the second 2 raka'at, make the intention, Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, by the virtue of these 2 raka'at, i.e. 2 units, protect me from calamities. Before offering the last 2 raka'at, i.e. units, make the intention, Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, by the virtue of these 2 raka'at, do not make me dependent on anyone except you. In these 6 raka'at, one may recite any surah after Surah Al-Fatiha. It is preferable to recite Surah Al-Ikhlas 3 times after Surah Al-Fatiha in every raka'at. After every 2 raka'at, recite Surah Al-Ikhlas 21 times or Surah Yasin once. If possible, recite both. It is also possible that one Islamic brother recite Surah Yasin whilst the rest listen to it silently and attentively. Keep in mind that the other Islamic brothers should not recite Surah Yasin etc. aloud individually whilst recitation is already taking place loudly. Never forget the ruling that when the recitation of the Holy Quran is taking place loudly, it is farz-e-ayn, i.e. obligatory for every individual, for those who are present for the sake
of listening to the recitation. To listen silently with full concentration, huge reward will pile up for you at the very beginning of the blessed night, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Each time after Surah Yasin, recite the dua of mid Shaban as well. Dua for mid Shaban. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma ya dhal manni wa la yumannu alayh. Ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Ya dhal tawli wal in'am. La ilaha illa anta dhahrul lajin. وجار المستجيرين وأمان الخائفين اللهم إن كنت كتبتني عندك في أم الكتاب شقيا أو محروما أو مطرودا أو مطرودا أو مقترا علي في الرزق فامحو اللهم بفضلك شقاوتي وحرماني وطردي واقتتار رزقي وأثبتني عندك في أم الكتاب سعيدا مرزوقا موفقا للخيرات فإنك قلت وقولك الحق في كتابك المنزل على لسان نبيك المرسل يمحو الله ما يشاء ويثبت وعنده أم الكتاب إلهي بالتجلي الأعظم في ليلة النصف من شهر شعبان المكرم التي يفرق فيها كل أمر حكيم ويبرم أن تكشف عنا من البلاء والبلواء ما نعلم وما لا نعلم وأنت به أعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم والحمد لله رب العالمين. Translation: Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, O the one who does favors to everyone, but no one can do any favor to you. O the one bearing high majesty and grandeur. O the one who bestows bounty and rewards, there is none worthy of worship except you. You help the troubled, provide refuge to those who seek refuge, and give peace to those who are in fear. Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, in the original book, i.e. Lohi Mahfuz, that is by you, if you have written my name among the unfortunate, the deprived, the rejected, or one lacking sustenance, then Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, with your grace, remove my misfortune, deprivation, disgrace and lack of sustenance. Write my name amongst those who are blessed with good fortune. Increase sustenance and the ability to perform good deeds in the original book. Indeed, you have truly mentioned in your own descended book, i.e. the Holy Quran, through the blessed tongue of your Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Translation from Kanzul Iman: Allah erases and confirms whatever He wills, and only with Him is the real book. O my Rabb Azza wa Jalla, by virtue of divine manifestation that lies in the 15th night of the blessed month of Shaban, in which every practical task is assigned and is made irrevocable, remove from us all calamities and discords, those that we know about as well as those that we do not, whilst you know everything the most. Truly you are the most powerful, the most reverent, and may Allah Almighty Azza wa Jalla send blessings and salutation on Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and on his holy family and his companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. And all praise is for Allah Azza wa Jalla, the sustainer of the world. Some Madni requests by Ashiq Madina, i.e. the author. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla. It has been a practice of Ashiq Madina Afi Anhu since a long time to offer the sixth nafal and reciting from the Holy Quran on Shab-e Bara'at as prescribed above. This form of worship after Maghrib is nafal. It is neither fard nor wajib, and there is no prohibition in Sharia about nafl and tilawa after Maghrib. Alama Ibn Rajab Hanbali alayhi rahmatullahi al-Qawi has mentioned, among Syrians, the grand tabi'een like Sayyiduna Khalid bin Madan, Sayyiduna Makhul, Sayyiduna Luqman bin Amir and others, rahmahumullah ta'ala, always observed great reverence for this holy night and worshipped abundantly in this night. Muslims learn reverence for this holy night from these great saints. It is mentioned in the authentic book of Hanafi Fiqh, Durre Mukhtar, in Shabi Bara'at, observing vigil for worship is mustahab. This vigil does not necessitate staying awake for the whole night. Awaking for most part of the night is also referred to as a full night of vigil. Madni request. So if possible, all Islamic brothers should offer these six nawafil and other related invocations after Salatul Maghrib in their masajid to earn enormous rewards. Islamic sisters may perform these rituals in their homes. Security from magic throughout the year. It is mentioned on page 134 of the book Islami Zindagi, i.e. Islamic Life, comprising of 170 pages, published by Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawati Islami, that in the 15th night of Shaban, boil 7 leaves of a jujube tree, i.e. berry, in water, perform ghusl, i.e. ritual bath, with that water when it is cooled down. You will remain secured from the effects of magic throughout the year, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Shabi Bara'at and visiting the graves. The mother of the believers, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, has reported that I did not see the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam one night and later found him in the cemetery of Al-Baqi. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, were you afraid that Allah Azza wa Jalla and his Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam would deprive you of your right? I said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, I thought that you might have gone to visit one of your wives. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, Allah Azza wa Jalla, the glorious and exalted, shows divine manifestation on the sky above the earth, means the first sky, in the 15th night of Shaban. He Azza wa Jalla forgives sinners greater in number than the number of hairs on the goats of the tribe of Bani Kalb. Who invented fireworks? Dear Islamic brothers, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, Shabi Bara'at is the night to acquire freedom and salvation from the fire of hell, but unfortunately a large number of Muslims waste their hard-earned money in buying fire for themselves in the form of firecrackers and varieties of fireworks, thereby violating the holiness of this night by doing fireworks. The famous commentator of the Holy Quran, a great thinker of the Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Ali Rahmatul Rahman, has mentioned in his booklet Islami Zindagi, i.e. Islamic Life, it is really a great deprivation to spend this night in committing sins. It is said that fireworks were invented by Nimrod. When Sayyiduna Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina alayhi salatu wassalam was put into the fire extinguished and turned into a garden of flowers. So Namrud's people prepared firecrackers and after setting these alight, fired towards Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam. The prevalent fireworks related to Shabi Bara'at are haram. Regretfully, this sinful tradition of fireworks on the eve of Shabi Bara'at is proliferating amongst the Muslims. It is stated in Islami Zindagi, Muslims waste millions of rupees in practicing this tradition, and every year many cases are reported giving news of many houses being burnt due to fireworks and so many people burnt to death. This sinful activity is a serious risk for one's life, wealth and assets. Further, it is just burning one's own wealth and in return receiving the burden of disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jalla upon the shoulders. For the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla, refrain from committing this absurd and haram, i.e. forbidden act, and prevent your children and relatives as well. Wherever some uncultured children set off fireworks, do not stay to enjoy such scenes. Setting off fireworks on Shab-e-Bara'at is no doubt a wastage of money and it is extravagance. Therefore, this act is haram and impermissible. Likewise, the production, selling and purchasing of fireworks are all prohibited as per the Sharia, i.e. the Islamic sacred law. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat, Mawlana Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Alayhi Rahmatul Rahman has stated, undoubtedly the tradition of fireworks on the occasions of weddings and Shab-e Bara'at is haram and a sure offence as it involves wastage of money. The permissible forms of fireworks. The fireworks that are set off at Shab-e Bara'at are usually just for the sake of pleasure and amusement and are therefore sinful, haram and an act that leads to hell. However, there are some specific permissible forms of fireworks as well. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi was asked, what do the scholars of Islam say with regards to whether the production and setting off of fireworks is haram or not? Answer: it is forbidden and sinful except only in those cases in which there is no fun and amusement and no waste of money. For example, setting off firecrackers or fireballs for the announcement of the moon sighting for a new month, or to drive away harmful animals, or driving away animals and birds from fields or fruit-bearing trees in jungles, or even in cities when required. Tujhko Shabanul Muazzam ka khudaya vasita, baksh de Rabbe Muhammad tu meri har ek khata. For the sake of the blessed month of Shaban, O Rabb of Muhammad, forgive every mistake of mine. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. If one is desirous to increase the fervor of worshipping in the night of Shab-e Bara'at, to refrain from sinful acts like setting off fireworks and other sins in this holy night, and wants to become a pious Muslim, he should join the Madani environment of Da'wat-e-Islami, the global non-political movement for the propagation of Quran and Sunnah. One should travel 3 days every month in the Sunnah inspiring Madani Qafila with the devotees of the beloved Prophet and should try and transform his life according to the guidelines of the Madani In'amat. For persuasion, 2 inspiring Madani marvels are being mentioned. Number 1. My heart got inspired in the Ijtima of Shab-e Bara'at. The extract from writings of an Islamic brother of Markazul Awliya Lahore, Pakistan, regarding revolutionary reforms in his life is presented below. Before joining the Madani environment of Da'wat-e-Islami, the global non-political movement for the propagation of Quran and Sunnah, Mu'az Allah Azza wa Jalla had been in the company of a misled sect and was involved in a variety of sinful activities. Regretfully, I was proud of my lifestyle of watching movies and dramas and visiting the places of immoral activities, Mu'az Allah. The decline of my sinful days and the dawning of my reformed self owed to the individual efforts of an Islamic brother. He convinced me to attend the Sunnah-inspiring Ijtima of Shab-e Bara'at at Hanjarwal. The speech of a Muballigh-e Da'wat-e-Islami was so inspiring and heart-rendering that I regretted deeply over my sinful past. I perspired and felt so ashamed and afraid due to my disobedience to Allah Azza wa Jalla that I burst into tears. After the Ijtima, an Islamic brother who was responsible for the Madani Qafilas met me and persuaded me to travel with the Madani Qafila for 3 days. I was already inspired and so I readily agreed to travel with the Madani Qafila. In the blessed company of the devotees of the beloved and blessed Prophet, I learned various acts of the Sunnah in the Madani Qafila And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, I repented of all my previous sins. Upon the arrival of the months of Ramadan al-Mubarak, I availed the opportunity of the itikaf in the last 10 days with the devotees of the beloved Prophet. In this itikaf on the 27th night, a fortunate Islamic brother was blessed with a vision of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This significant incident intensified my liking for Dawat-e-Islami and I firmly embraced the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Aao karne lagoge bahut nek kaam, Madani mahol mein kar lo tum aitikaf. Fazl-e-Rab se ho didar-e-sultan-e-deen, Madani mahol mein kar lo tum aitikaf. Shadmani se jhoomega qalb-e-hazeen, مدنی ماحول میں کر لو تم اعتقاف. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد. Number 2. Crazy for film. The statement of another Islamic brother from Bara Board, Bab al-Madina, Karachi, is summarized as follows. I was a misfit and a despised person of society. People called me film crazy, for I watched films and dramas excessively every day. Reforms in me owed to the individual efforts of an Islamic brother. This led me to attend the Sunnah inspiring Ijtima of Shab-e Bara'at held in Khaji Ground, Gulbahar Karachi, organized by Dawat-e-Islami, the global non-political movement for the propagation of Quran and Sunnah. When I listened to the heart-rending speech about the first night in the grave, I felt the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla in the core of my heart. I repented of all my previous sins and embraced the Madni environment of Dawat-e-Islami. My entire family had been westernized. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, as a result of my individual efforts, 5 of my brothers also became devotees of Dawat-e-Islami, and they all adorned their heads with the green turban, and gradually the environment of our households reformed into a completely Madani environment. At the time of writing these lines, I am serving the Sunnah in the capacity of a Nigran of a Halka Mushavrat. I love to travel with the Sunnah inspiring Madani Qafilas, and Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, I travel regularly with a 3-day Madani Qafila every month. یقیناً مقدر کا وہ ہے سکندر جسے خیر سے مل گیا مدنی ماحول. یہاں سنتیں سیکھنے کو ملیں گی, دلائے گا خوف خدا مدنی ماحول. اے بیمار اے عیسیاں تو آ جا یہاں پر, گناہوں کی دے گا دوا مدنی ماحول. Indeed, fortunate is he who, by divine bestowment, has joined the Madani environment. In it, the sunnahs are learnt, brings fear of Allah, the Madani environment. If you have the illness of sin, you will get the treatment, come and join the Madani environment. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Dear Islamic brothers, now towards the end of my bayan, I would like to avail the auspicious opportunity of telling you an excellence of the sunnah, and thereafter I will tell you some sunnah and manners. The greatest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam stated, "He who loved my sunnah loved me, and he who loved me will be with me in paradise." Sina teri sunnat ka madina bane aqa, جنت میں پروسی مجھے تم اپنا بنانا. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد. 11 مدنی pearls regarding visiting the graveyard. Number 1. The noblest Prophet صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم said, I had prohibited you from visiting the graves. Now do visit the graves, for it causes disinterest in worldliness and reminds one of the afterlife. Number 2. If one intends to visit a Muslim's grave or mausoleum of some beloved of Allah, it is mustahab for him to firstly offer 2 raka'at nafil salah, i.e. not in makruh timings, at his home reciting Ayatul Kursi once and Surah Al-Ikhlas thrice after Surah Al-Fatiha in each rakat, in each unit, and to donate its sawab, its reward, to the sahib-e qabr, i.e. the buried person. Allah Azza wa Jalla will produce nur, i.e. light, in the grave of that deceased person and will reward this person who donated the sawab, the reward, abundantly. Number 3. Don't engage in futile talks while going to visit a mausoleum or a grave. Number 4. Enter the graveyard via the usual pathway where there had never been graves of Muslims before. Never use the newly carved pathway. It is quoted in the book Raddul Mukhtar, walking on a newly carved pathway that has been built up by leveling the graves is haram. Even if there is only overwhelming suspicion regarding the new pathway, it is impermissible and sinful to walk on that. Number 5. It's been observed at some mausoleums of beloveds of Allah that the flooring has been done by demolishing the graves of Muslims just to facilitate visitors. Walking, standing, lying down, seating arrangements for the recitation of the Holy Quran and invocations, etc., upon such floorings is haram. Recite Fatiha, remaining at a distance. Number 6. Beholding the grave should be done while standing in front of the face of the grave dweller, and one should approach from the direction of feet in order to remain in front of his eyes. Never approach from the head side, as he, the grave dweller, would have to turn his head to look at you. Number 7. Stand in the graveyard with the back towards the holy Qibla whilst facing the face of the buried ones, and then invoke. As-salamu alaykum ya ahl al-quburi, yaghfirullahu lana wa lakum, antum lana salafun wa nahnu bil-athr. Translation, salutation be upon you all the dwellers of the graves. May Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive us and you. You came here before us and we are about to come after you. Number 8. One who invokes this on entering the graveyard. Allahumma rabbal ajsadil baliyati wal izamin nakhiratil lati kharajat minad dunya wahiya bika muminatun adkhil alayha rawham min indika wa salaman minni. Translation, O Allah Azza wa Jalla, O the Rabb of decayed bodies and ruined bones, send your blessings and my salutation to those who departed from the world with faith in you. Then all the Muslims who have passed away till then, since the time of Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam, will pray for his forgiveness. Number 9. The noblest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, a person who enters a graveyard then recites Surah Al-Fatiha, Surah Al-Ikhlas and Surah At-Takasur and prays this supplication: O Allah Azza wa Jalla, deliver the swab of what I recited from the Holy Quran to the Muslim men and women of this graveyard. All those believers will become intercessors for him, i.e. who donated the sawab, on the Day of Judgment. It is quoted in a hadith: one who recites Surah Al-Ikhlas 11 times and donates his sawab to the dead, he, i.e. who conveys the sawab, will be awarded sawab equivalent to the number of the dead. Number 10. Agarbatti, i.e. incense sticks, should not be lit upon the graves, as it is disrespect and it causes discomfort to the dead. However, if it is desired to spread fragrance for the comfort of the visitors, it should be lit up beside the grave on free land, as perfuming is commendable. At another place, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has stated that it is quoted in the book Sahih Muslim through Sayyiduna Amr bin As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that he advised his son at the time of death, "When I die, do not let any lamenting woman or any fire accompany my funeral." Number 11. Do not place lamps or incense sticks upon the grave, for it is fire, and placing fire upon the grave teases the dead. However, if it is required for the purpose of providing lighting to the passers-by at night, then candles or lamps may be placed beside the grave on free land. In order to learn thousands of sunnah, by part 16 of Bahari Sharia, consisting of 312 pages, and Sunnati or Adab, i.e. Sunnahs and Manners, comprising of 120 pages, and read them. One of the best methods for learning the Sunnah and good manners is to travel with the Madani Qafilas, with the devotees of the beloved Prophet. Give this booklet to someone else after having read it. Reap rewards by distributing Maktabatul Madinah's published booklets and Madni Pearls containing pamphlets on the occasions of weddings, funeral, ijtima'at, urs, procession of milad, etc. Make a habit to keep some booklets in your shop to gift them to your customers with the intention of reaping rewards. Send at least one sunnah-inspiring booklet or Madni Pearls containing pamphlet to each home in your neighborhood with the help of children or paperboys, stepping up efforts for conveying the call towards righteousness and gaining great reward. Blossoming of Sunnah. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla, sunnahs are abundantly learned and taught in the Madni environment of Dawati Islami, a global and non-political movement for the preaching of Qur'an and Sunnah. It is a Madani request that you spend the whole night in the weekly Sunnah-inspiring Ijtima, which takes place every Thursday in your city at approximately 8 o'clock. For the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, with good intentions, with the intention of gaining reward, make it a part of your routine to travel in the Sunnah-inspiring Madani Qafilas with the devotees of Rasul, and to fill out the Madani Namad booklet every day practicing Fikr-i Madina, and to submit it to the relevant responsible Islamic brother of your locality within the first 10 days of every Islamic month. Through the blessings of this, you will develop a mindset and a yearning to adopt sunnahs, to have hatred for sins, and to protect your faith, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Every Islamic brother should develop the Madani mindset that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. In order to reform ourselves, we must act upon the Madani inamat, and to strive to reform the people of the entire world, we must travel with the Madani qafilas, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.